Good afternoon, everyone. Happy to have you with us this Friday. I'm your host, Rod Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. This is Local Matters. We're so glad you're with us. Good afternoon again, Pastor Ron.
Good afternoon, Dwight. I'll tell you, it's just good to get together to discuss the spiritual touch of our community, isn't
it? Yeah, it really is.
We're so thankful for our region and just thankful for the folks here at 94.1 that allow us to do this program. We're blessed. We're really blessed.
Really are. As we take a spiritual application to very practical matters, which is what it's supposed to be. And we apply the Word of God to things going on in our life, the lives of our listeners, and the lives of our community. And after all, there's no better place to turn to than the Word of God for answers.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
The answers
at
all.
The truth.
And I'm going to talk about a word today that you hear a lot. You hear a lot in our community. You hear a lot during the political season.
Oh, yeah.
You hear a lot. You know, it's a word they used in the Bible. I know there's a verse in the Bible that says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And last week we talked about, you know, how to stay encouraged during difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked through some things that I believe and am encouraged to know that hopefully it was a blessing to people. It was a blessing to me. Just stirred me up just talking about it. But then we start thinking about the future. So let's talk today about vision for the future. You know,
yes.
Vision, I mean, the situations are going to change. The future's out there. First of all, give us what's a working definition? What's a vision anyway?
You know, Dwight, one of the things that I think we have to realize here is with all that we've been going through in our nation, you know, if we're not real careful, if we don't have some spiritual insight, we will lose vision. And when I'm talking about vision, I'm talking about a future plan, a hope for your life, a direction, a purpose. You know, one of the things that makes the church so great on the earth is the church is looking to heaven. The church is looking for the rapture. The church is looking for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we think about that direction, you know, the scripture calls God Jehovah Nissi. And that's one of his names. And one of his names, that means he is our banner. He is out in front of us. He is giving us direction. He is giving us purpose. He is giving us a plan. He is giving us the way to live life and why we're living life. You know, I heard a minister say this one time, Dwight, and I love it. He said, you know, you didn't come from the goo to the zoo to you. You know what I'm saying? You got people that believe that. But,
yeah.
You know, if you think you came from monkeys or you walked up out of the sea as some goo or something, there's not going to be any purpose for you. There's not going to be any direction for you. There's not going to be any way for you to see, I do have a vision. And Dwight, whenever we think about all that's going on, I think the best way that I could describe vision is that we are looking out of this pit of sorrow, out of this pit of grief that many have experienced in death of loved ones, out of this loss that we've experienced because of this great pandemic that's hit the world. We must open our eyes and have a vision for the future. We cannot stop. We cannot allow fear to lock us down, if you want to use that term. We cannot stop because Jesus said in John 15, here is my Father glorified if you bear much fruit. And bearing fruit means that we are walking in our lives according to his purpose and plans for our life, Dwight. And that's the closest I can come to.
So would we say then, and I love what's written here, is that the first thing when we talk about vision is the importance of vision.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
We perish without vision.
Yes.
We get stuck. We don't know what to do. We don't have to go forward. I mean, so first of all, it's important to have a God-given vision for our lives.
Yes.
So the importance of vision.
You know, if you've lost your job or if you've, God forbid, maybe someone in your family died or you've had a great loss because of this pandemic, we know there's more to life than what we're experiencing now. We are only scratching the surface in regard to what life can be. And so we must be people that have a vision, a hope, a direction, and expectations. Don't allow what's happened here to cause your expectations of the future to fail you. We must be people that have expectations for tomorrow, that have expectations for next year. You know, Dwight, when I was in Bible school, one of the things one of my instructors always had us to do at the first of the school year, we would have to write a 3-year vision plan, a 5-year vision plan, and a 10-year vision plan. And man, you're talking about making you think about, where do you want to be in 3 years? What do you want to be in 3 years? Wow. What do you want to be in 5 years? What do you want to be in 10 years? What do you want your church to be? What do you want your business to be? What do you want your family to be? You know, Dwight, this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about expectations and visions. Where do you want to be next year? Don't allow this pandemic and all the trappings and all that's come with it get you to the place that you stop expecting God to do good things in your life.
Yeah, because vision will produce hope, a confident expectation of good. And as you said, as you talked, Pastor Ron, I remember a time several years ago in my life where, and you and I have talked about it at length, where worry, depression, pressure had got me to the point where I didn't get out of bed. I mean, I had no, in fact, I really didn't care if I lived or died. I didn't have any, the vision was gone. It was like, it doesn't matter, nothing, there I am. There's nothing out there. There's no reason to go forward. And I got trapped in that. Mm-hmm. Long story short, getting the Word of God written in my heart to help me defeat that was the key to it. But it wasn't just a couple of years that so many good things had happened in my life. It had completely turned around, and I had all kinds of things to think about and live for and have vision for. So if you're at that point where you're discouraged and you still got breath in your lungs, know this, that God has purpose for you. You should have a reason for being here. Get His Word written in your heart. Get up, shake yourself off, get in that Word, get that mind renewed, and know that you matter to God, and He's with you, and He's for you, not against you.
And you know, Dwight, when the disciples went into this certain city, Jesus sent them into the city, He said, if they reject you, shake the dust off your feet. You know, a lot of people have used that in a way of judgment toward the people that rejected them. I don't know, that might be the case, but I've looked at that as, when you shake that dust off your feet, you are shaking off the hurt, the offense, the whatever you felt about them rejecting you. You're shaking that dust off your feet, and you're not going to let it control the greater vision that the Lord has for you. And that's what I think He was telling them. You're going to go to places, people are going to reject you. You may be going through divorce. I don't know, maybe a lot of things you're dealing with. But shake the dust off your feet. Don't let it stick to you. Don't let that offense, that hurt, that pain stick to your life. Get through it. See the greater vision. There's more for you than whatever that hurt or pain you experience.
And when we shake it off, when we shake that stuff off, that enables us, empowers us to move forward.
Yeah.
And turn the page. And forgive, and then go on with their life.
Right.
There's a lot to be said about that shaking off. Hey, we're glad you're with us this Friday afternoon. Local Matters, I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about vision for the future, and the first thing we talked about was the importance of having a vision, the importance of vision. And the second thing the Scriptures tell us, Pastor Ron, is without vision, we cast off restraint. Mm-hmm. Vision is actually the thing that just, if you will, it holds us steady.
Right. For example, if you have a vision or a hope to buy a new car, and you're saving money each month or each week for that, and you're just regularly doing that, well, as long as you have that vision, you're going to save that money. But once you let go of that vision, you'll just cast off restraint and say, well, I'm not going to get that anyway. I'll spend this money here. I'll spend it there. I'll do this. I'll blow it. I'll do this. And Dwight, vision keeps people from casting off restraint. See, we have a vision and a hope that Jesus is going to return to the earth. We have a vision that He's going to come for the church. Well, if you have that vision that God in flesh is going to come back for you, obviously it was going to keep you from doing evil and wicked things, because you realize in eternity, we're all going to have to give an account for our lives in regard to what we've done with this Christ Jesus that we have received. And so, Dwight, when the Word says, if we don't have a vision, we cast off restraint. You can take it all the way from the point to buying a car, or you can take it all the way through to the return of the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Having vision is so important. And my passion here, my heart here is, I know our country, people have gone through a lot of stuff. And one of the tactics of the enemy is to get us to the place in our lives that we will give up on vision. We'll quit. We'll say, what's my purpose? What's the use? Why I go on? I'll tell you why I go on. It doesn't matter if you have one more cup of meal and a little bit of oil. God can multiply it for you. God can increase it for you. God will do that. God is on our side, Dwight, and he wants to help us to fulfill the dreams, the goals, the visions, the things that we desire in our life. God wants us to have those in regard to his plans and purposes for us. And if we will just rise up, realize, wait, shake it off. You know, Paul was bit by a snake. And the scripture says he shook it off in the fire. He shook it off. And Dwight, there may be a lot of things that are attacking us. There may be a lot of things that are coming against us. But listen, if you're listening to us today, let me encourage you. Don't give up. Don't quit. Shake it off. Shake this stuff off and stand up on your feet and say, no, God is on my side. Even Dwight, if that vision is as small as getting up in the morning and fixing breakfast, if that's as small as it is, have that vision.
Sure. I love that. And you know, Pastor Wright, I guess, you know, I've heard it said about our culture, our society, that, you know, we're great starters, but not so great finishers. Mm-hmm. Would you say then, based on what you just said, is this power of vision, this God-given vision, if it's fixing breakfast or whatever else, you know, that's the thing, one of the things that God places in us and uses to keep us on track.
Yeah.
Is that safe to say?
Yeah, that is good. To keep us persevering, to keep us walking by faith, to keep us going on. And you know, Dwight, I'm at the place in my life where I really do want to become like Jesus. You know, he said, let us go to the other side when he told the disciples.
That was his vision.
That was his vision. Well, obviously, when they got out in the boat, the storm hit.
Yeah.
Storms are going to hit. Instead of being like the disciples and giving up, he was in the back of the boat asleep, resting, because when he gave that word, let us go to the other side, he knew that that was going to happen because that was God's word for him and them in that hour.
Yeah. Hey, we're so happy to have you with us today on Local Matters. We're talking about vision for the future, and we'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Hey, we're back on Local Matters. Happy to have you with us. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Today, we're talking about vision. What is it? Vision for the future. And we've talked about, first of all, the importance of vision, and God gives us vision, and vision keeps hope alive. Confident expectation of good is the Bible definition of hope. And then we also discussed a little bit before the break that without vision, we cast off restraint, and it's the very vision that keeps us on track. It keeps us steady. It keeps us going forward. It keeps us in faith. So, but let's move on then, Pastor Ron, as we talk about vision for the future, and let's discuss the idea that vision actually, vision gives us goals. Now, goals and vision are not the same thing, so talk about that just a little bit.
You know, one of the things we were talking about before the break was about when we started the church, Living Hope Church. We started in our living room with this very small Bible study, which was me and my wife and our three small children. But you know, the scripture says, don't despise the day of small beginnings.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have goals that are far greater than their vision. The goals that we have, Dwight, may need to be very small to start off with a great vision. You know, if we're going to fulfill what God wants us to fulfill, whether that's to own a business, raise a family, go to school, you know, whatever it is, maybe it's to overcome difficulties, to overcome a health issue, whatever. We cannot, you know, you don't start with a, when you start running, you don't start with a 26-mile marathon. You know, you just don't start there. You start by getting up off the couch. You start by walking. Then you start by running. And you run small increments and you begin to build on that. And I think where we've missed it with goal setting and vision is the vision has to be established in our heart. It has to be something that's really bigger than we are. We're living for something bigger than ourselves. But the steps, I would say the steps are the goals. How each goal is met along the way. And you know, Dwight, we've been going through this horrible pandemic, and there's been so many people that's been affected by this, that my concern is that people will just give up. But see, even if we start small, even if we start small rebuilding the economy, even if we start small rebuilding our lives, even if we start small rebuilding relationships and getting over the pain, well, then let's start small. Don't think that it's going to be abracadabra. You know, God's not a magician. He doesn't come with like abracadabra. They're practical steps. When Naaman came to the prophet to be healed, well, he almost missed the opportunity for his healing because he said, I thought for sure the prophet would come out and wave his hand over me. But the prophet stayed in his house and didn't even come out. And he said, Naaman, go down into the Jordan River and dip seven times. He just about missed his healing because he wouldn't do the very simple thing because of his pride and ego. He wouldn't do the very smallest step to get what he wants. There are people listening to us today. You're thinking about vision. You may have a vision to start a business. Well, what are you doing about that? Have you gone online and checked out what it looks like? Have you checked out product prices? Have you checked out what it means to open a business? Have you gone to the city and asked them, what do I have to do? Or gone to your county and asked them, what I got to do to open a business? That's what I'm talking about by talking about those small steps or those small goals versus having the big vision or the big picture.
Yeah, that's one thing. I think about people with vision to get out of debt.
Yeah.
I mean, they may have $200,000 worth of debt or more, and they're looking at that and thinking about, well, what are those baby steps for those little goals?
Exactly.
That step by step by step, just like you did with this church.
Yes.
Just like, I mean, you could have no idea, and I'm not trying to focus, we're giving God the glory here.
Yes,
but
amen.
You and your wife were the instruments of it. You could have no idea that when you were sitting there in the living room with your three children, that you'd be heading a ministry that would be ministering all over the community, all over the country, and all over the world.
Yeah.
But you just kept on keeping walking. That's exactly right.
And the scripture says, Dwight, in 2 Corinthians 5, we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
You know, there may be 100 times a day that you want to quit, that you want to give up, that you want to say, I can't do it. You know, I do want to go back to my old job or whatever. But, you know, the thing of it is, no, there's something greater that we're living for. When you make your vision, see, that's why I really feel like that business owners, school teachers, nurses, doctors must see themselves as ministers of the gospel, Dwight. People have thought the only way you could be a minister is to stand in the pulpit. No, 1,000 times no.
Yeah.
If you're starting a business with the intention to prosper in the kingdom of God, your intentions are to bless people, to give people jobs, then you're a kingdom-minded person.
Sure.
And those things like that, Dwight, are the things that will keep us walking by faith.
You know, something I think of, I'm sitting here, that's risen up in me two or three times. I had the opportunity to meet one time Henry Aaron. I don't know if you know that name. Henry Aaron was a baseball player.
Yes, yes.
He played with the Milwaukee Braves and Atlanta Braves. And at one time, the record's been broken since then. At one time, he was the home run king of baseball. I mean, he had hit more home runs when he retired than anybody who'd ever played the game. He broke, in fact, Babe Ruth's record. Babe Ruth had that record for years and years, and then Henry Aaron broke the record. Well, he actually came to Cookeville, and I had a chance to spend just a little time with him. I was a big baseball fan, big Henry. I was like the little kid, Pastor Ron. I was like, oh Lord, please don't let me say something stupid. Really, just him and me, you know, back there behind the curtain for a little while. And I said, when did you know? When did you know that you were going to be the home run king of baseball? When did you know that? And here's what he said. He said, well, that's not a goal that you set the first day you put on a uniform.
Woo-hoo.
That's not a vision you have the first day you suit up and play. He said, so it wasn't then, but I just kept on hitting, kept on getting better, kept on hitting home runs. And then he said, incident. And I was in, I think he said he was on the West Coast. They had a Sunday afternoon game. Before the game, he's sitting in the dugout. He picks up a newspaper. And the newspaper had a sports section. And in the sports section, it had the top 10 home run hitters of baseball for all times. He said, I guess I knew I was in the top 10, but I never really thought about it much. But he looked at that list, and he was, right at that point in time, he was maybe number 6 or 7. He said, I looked at that list, and then I decided, before I left the game, I was going to be the home run king of baseball. Not the very first day,
no.
But after building and building and building, then he set that goal, and then he stepped out into it. And I thought that's a great
man,
example.
What a great example. What a great testimony. What a great story about someone that just kept the pace.
Yeah.
It's just day by day, Dwight, and the thing, I know that there's been probably a lot of dreams crushed, a lot of people's goals have been stopped because of all that our nation has been through. But Dwight, we are people that will pick up, dust off, shake it off. We are going to be people that will step up because, you know, Dwight, and the key of this is we recognize that Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit are on our side. They are wanting us to fulfill. God, I'm convinced, Dwight, God drops the passions into people's heart. You know, we've got a young man that came to church here. He actually preached a couple of Sundays ago. He started here, I think, when he was 9 or 12 years old. And, man, he was talking about going to Tech and going to college and realized right in the middle, or maybe he's even farther than that, he said, he was going for education. He said, I just cannot stand to be around kids. So he realized, and you know, he shifted right in the middle of that. And now he's a physician's assistant. He switched and went to school and became that. Dwight, but see, he realized the passion in his heart was not for children. The passion in his heart, not that he doesn't love children. He does. He's got children. But I'm just saying his passion for ministry and work in life was not to be in the classroom. It was to be in a doctor's office. His passion was to be a healer. And so Dwight, he is another example of someone that was not afraid of those small beginnings. He wasn't afraid to say, wait, I'm going in the wrong direction here. I need to switch. You may be going in the wrong direction. You may need to switch. Hey, follow that passion. It's not a sin as long as that passion is moral and good and is full of integrity. Realize that God puts those visions and those dreams in our heart, Dwight, so that we can fulfill them with his help. He will help us step by step.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, we're so happy to have you with us this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about vision for the future. And something else that we need to talk about is when we have that vision and we see that expected end, that gives us reasons to get there.
Yes.
I mean, that vision continues to grow in it as the closer we get. And you know what I've learned about it is that when you kind of get there, God's got something else.
Yes. Yes, he does. Yeah. He's never through with us. You know,
God's always advancing.
He is. He's always going forward. You know, when the children of Israel were at the Red Sea, the army of Egypt was behind them and the Red Sea was in front of them. And God said, why stand you here? Stretch forth your rod and get across that sea. And when he did, the sea opened up. But see, what happened there was, number one, God gave them direction.
Yeah.
He gave them the vision. Then he empowered them to fulfill
there
that vision.
Go. To will and to do,
yes,
the Bible says.
Yes.
He gives you the will and he gives you the do.
And his grace is what's empowering us to do and fulfill those visions, or those dreams. But it came as they were standing there and they were terrified because Egypt was behind them, the sea was in front of them, and Moses took his rod and tapped the water when he did the Red Sea split. Your situation might not be that dire, but it doesn't matter. Get the word from the Lord. When Jesus told them to fill the water pots filled with water, fill them up with water, he knew he was going to turn it to wine, but they had to fill up the pots first. They had to get the water, get the buckets, go fill them up, and fill those jugs up with water for him to be able to do what he did. When he told the disciples, go find the colt that's tied up, they had to go. They had to ask the farmer. They had to do. See, we want to get his word on what he wants us to do. What is it? And people think, well, it's got to be a preacher, or you know, I've got to be a Sunday school teacher. Well, maybe that's so. It may not. You may be a passion to be a truck driver. You know, if that's your passion, get after it, you know.
Yeah.
Do the will of God and the word that God puts in your heart for your life.
Yeah. And we're talking about vision for the future, and the future vision completed may not look the same as when you start. It may not look exactly like you thought it was going to look when it started, but the intention will be accomplished.
Boy, it's been good, Dwight.
Thank you, Pastor Ron. Hey, thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Local Matters. Join us same time next week. We'll be right here.